This is NPR.
Thank you, Rachel. So while the fight's on to replace him, President Bush is working on the Middle East. Bush meets Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas later this week. Abbas wants Bush to keep working on a peace accord. Barry Schwide has the story.
The president, once hopeful of making peace between Israel and the Palestinians, by the time he leaves office, they have to settle for a framework for an eventual agreement. The issue simply not falling into place in a tidy way. But Abbas, who sees Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice on Wednesday and then the president on Thursday, is hoping to persuade him to go for a treaty and not just for an interim understanding. They tend to unravel when they are not quickly translated into permanent accords. Rice will be going to the Middle East early next month, and then the president in mid-May. Among the major problems, Abbas, who is considered on the moderate side, shares control of the Palestinians with Hamas, the militant Palestinian group that refuses to recognize Israel.
Barry Schwide reporting more than 400 children taken from a Texas polygamist ranch could be in foster care by the end of the week. The kids will be sent all over the state. Some may have to go hundreds of miles from home. A quarter of the kids have already been sent off. The rest still waiting for DNA results. They need the test because it's not clear who their parents are. There will be hearings for each child by June to figure out whether they will stay in state custody or go back to their parents. The Olympic torch is now in Australia. It arrived in the evening and was quickly hustled off to a secret location. It's in hiding to avoid protests. Crowds of demonstrators have followed the torch around the world. They're protesting China's human rights policy in advance of the Beijing Summer Games. Tomorrow, the torch relay will go through Australia's capital, Canberra. And get ready for a lousy summer in the skies. Airline analysts say passengers are in for higher prices, more delays, and overstuffed planes. Most of the blame goes to record-high oil prices. This means airlines have to raise prices, cut staff, and reduce flights. Delta's CEO says carriers may have to jack fares 20% just to break even. The advice from travel experts, plan an extra day into your vacation schedule and be ready for lots of delayed and canceled flights. Delta, by the way, put out its quarterly report today, and it isn't pretty. Delta lost a whopping $6.4 billion in the first quarter. So again, jet fuel, expensive, but cow dung, apparently less so. Long Trail is a craft beer brewer in Vermont. They're going to power their brewery by methane gas drawn from cow manure. Customers in central Vermont can sign up for Cow Power. Long Trail is the largest customer so far. That's the news and more. It's always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.